This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Joy 94.9, and I was lucky enough to be joined live by the lovely model, Miss Jessica Peart, who was one of the 2015 Miss Universe Australia pageant. And now she's been asked to represent Australia in the Miss Globe pageant. She is not only beautiful, but very intelligent. Have a listen to our chat. Well, guys, I said I had a very surprise guest, and that is Miss Australia. Jessica Pearl is with me today. How are you?
I'm great. How are you going?
Good. Thank you for being here today.
No worries. Thanks for having me.
You know, me and Jessica went to the Sofitel last night as well. Did you enjoy that
for the Women's Weekly? It was a beautiful night. The Women's Weekly exhibit that they've got there at the moment with the races covers since the 19th.
You're so young, world at your feet, and you've done so much. I mean, what was the first competition you did?
I did the Miss Universe Australia competition earlier this year, and that was my first ever pageant, and I went in it thinking, I'm just going to see where it takes me, and I walked away making it in the top 35, so I was really, really happy with that result. And I also walked away with a lot of skills, and I had learnt so many things along the way. And I thought, well, I have all these skills, I may as well, you know, use them. And so I entered the Miss Global pageant and I won for Australia. So,
well done. It's great to have somebody so knowledgeable representing us. You've done so much since you've come off these pageants. You're not just walking into pageants, you're doing so much more. Yeah. Tell us about the things that you've been doing for the community.
Yes. Earlier this year, I held a charity car wash for the Maureen Considine Fund. I work at a nursing home, and I saw that there were a lot of young people in the nursing home who were forced to live there because there wasn't any age-appropriate facilities for them. So the Maureen Considine Fund aims to provide facilities for them to live in, and I just think if that was me in that position, I don't know, I would not want to live in a nursing home, especially with an intellectual disability. And I feel like these young people had so much to give and they were really being limited. So I decided to hold a car wash, and that's sort of where my charity work really started. And I loved the whole experience of bringing the community together, and I had so many people supporting me, and I just went, this is something that I want to keep doing. So I've made it my goal now to attend as many charity events as I can and give back and help others who are less fortunate than myself.
Why do you think that's such an important thing to do even just as a human being, to give back?
I think sometimes we can take life for granted, and we really think the smallest of issues can seem quite large. But if you put yourself in a position where there are others who are doing it a lot tougher than you are, you really appreciate your life a lot more. And the feeling of giving to someone is, you know, it's an amazing feeling. So yeah, it really puts a smile on my face to see that I'm helping others. And for me, I just love hearing their stories and hearing their struggles and how they keep positive regardless of, you know, what they're dealing with, whether it be cancer survivors or last week I visited the Box Hill Hospital and saw some kids in there, and you know, they're going through a lot, and they're still able to smile, and it makes you, you know, it gives you a bit of a spring in your step and think, well, if they can do it, I can do it as well.
Definitely. Yeah. And was this something that you always wanted to do from a little girl?
Yeah, I've always wanted to help people. Growing up, my brother was born premature, so I spent a lot of time in ICU with him, and I went, that's it, I want to help people. That's I watched the nurses and I watched the doctors, and I went, they're helping, you know, save lives. That's something that I want to do, maybe not to that extent, but yeah, it was amazing. So I decided that I wanted to be a speech pathologist. So I'm currently studying speech pathology, and it's something that really, I'm really, really passionate about. I think that the gift of being able to speak is something that a lot of people do take for granted. You don't realize how much you use it until it's gone. So,
absolutely.
Adults is an area that I really would love to focus on. Those who've been in rehab or have had, you know, they've had a stroke or they've been in a car accident and they've had speech their whole life and they don't have it anymore. That's, you know, they're the type of people that I want to help.
I'd love to know a little bit about the process of the pageants. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, there's actually a lot that goes into preparing for the actual competition itself. A lot of behind the scenes things that go on that a lot of people don't realize. You know, there's the typical spray tan, get your nails done, get your hair done. But at the end of the day, you have to be hydrated. You have to be eating the right food to give yourself the energy, because a competition, it's a long day. And I think you're doing 4 or 5 rounds within 2 hours. And yeah, it's exhausting. So it's all the prep, and it's not just the day before or a couple of days before. It's weeks and weeks of training that you have to do.
What kind of training? I think we all want to know, like, what kind of training do you have to do, and what kind of food do you have to eat?
Well, for me, I eat a lot of protein and mostly green vegetables. So that just keeps me really lean. The green vegetables help me not bulk up too much. So I do weights, but mostly stick to cardio, because when you're standing in a swimsuit, you want to look long and lean. So but in terms of exercise as well, I love yoga, just to kind of stretch out your body, and it's relaxing, but at the same time, it's really good for you. So
I've heard it, like, I know this is a weird thing, but I've heard it actually elongates you.
It does.
Is that true?
Yeah, it does.
Oh, well, there you go. You want everything. I need to start doing that.
When you're doing your swim, where you want everything to look long and beautiful and elegant. So
I need to do that in general, because I'm like 5'2". I need to elongate myself as long as possible. I go around with shoes like this high. So maybe if I just do some yoga, I don't have to do it. I will just appear long. But look, it sounds like it's a full on process.
Absolutely.
But what are the things that you get out of a pageant?
Also to do with the training, my manager's amazing, and we do a lot of public speaking training. There's the grueling question and answer section that really scares a lot of girls. So you need to do your research with that, and there's a lot to remember and a lot of topics that you need to have covered to know that when you get put on the spot and asked a question about any topic, you need to have not, you know, a well-rehearsed answer, but sort of an idea of what you're going to say. So,
do you kind of know what they're going to ask you?
No, like, you have no idea. So usually they have the questions in a bowl and you just pick out a question.
Okay.
And there's
so what if it's like a question about, you know, when the dinosaurs came about, or what, like, do you have to know that? Is that a question?
Probably not. Okay. Not that. it's more so current issues. They might ask you your opinion on gay marriage, or they might say, you know, the environment is something that a lot of countries really are trying to look after. How do you help the environment?
Yeah, okay. So things like just some open-ended.
And sometimes they might ask you a personal question, like, we noticed that you do a lot of charity work. Which charity is closest to your heart and why? So questions like that, you know, if you've done your research and you've genuinely done charity work, you're going to be able to answer. So,
very interesting. And now that you've walked away with the title and you go around and you've said that you've walked around with a sash and you get bombarded.
Yeah.
What's that like?
It's kind of interesting, because at the end of the day, I'm still just Jess. Like, I'm not a celebrity. I'm not anyone. I'm just this girl who happens to do pageants. And in terms of doing pageants, I know that pageants sometimes don't have the best kind of, people don't have the best view on pageants, but my goal is to change the face of pageants. I want people to want to put their daughter in a pageant because they know their daughter's going to come out with a set of skills, public speaking and how to present herself and, you know, etiquette and diet and fitness and all the things that will help her no matter where she goes in life.
What about a thick skin?
Yeah, that's tough. That's really tough. But it, you know, pageants certainly do prepare you for that. For me personally, I haven't had to deal with any catty girls, but I've heard stories. So
yeah. So it's best to just go in, be yourself.
Yeah,
and
just
get
be
out.
You. And I think at the end of the day, the judges are going to pick who they have in mind or the type of girl that they want. So if it's not you that time, don't give up.
It's not a validation of you. Yeah.
No, it's definitely not. Same with me, you know, I've done 2 pageants and I didn't win the first one, but I went, you know what? I have all these skills that I gained from the first one. I may as well use them for another one. So
fantastic. Yeah. And you are representing Australia, because you're heading off overseas Like tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
You're going to the Philippines.
Yes, so
Miss Global.
Yes,
wow.
So the Miss Global pageant was something that I entered in July, mm-hmm. and I won for Australia. So I'm off to the Philippines tomorrow to compete for the world title.
Wow. Yeah. Well, all the best of luck.
Thank you so
and
much.
It was so lovely chatting with you today.
Yeah.
It's great to meet somebody so genuine. Even, you know, like you said before, you may think that wearing a sash, that you're not approachable, but this girl is so down to earth. Seriously, guys, if you ever see her, just say hi. Hi, Jess. You know?
Yeah.
And that was Jessica Peart. If you'd like more information or you'd like to check out more of Jessica, you can get on to www.jessicapeart.com. She's also on Facebook and lots of social media platforms, plus Instagram, where you can follow her journey. Thank you so much to Jessica, and thank you for listening to this Joy podcast. That's it.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.